North Coast BIA Spotlight on North Ridgeville, and a lot of folks joining us this morning. But Craig, you mentioned at the start of the show that we were going long. We were having an extra show because we had so many guests that we were actually going into the 9 o'clock hour. So we'll go till 9:30 this morning.
Right.
Then as our morning is progressing, I'm realizing, Craig, much like Dunkin' Donuts' classic glazed donut, we have nothing in the middle of our show. We're missing the filling. For the folks that are here, either because of miscommunication or perhaps they have commitments to other things, life happens to some folks.
Exactly.
So some of the people are that we had planned on at the moment are not joining us here as well. So when we have a hole in our donut, much like they have here at Dunkin' Donuts.
Or like a donut that doesn't get the filling really.
Don't start me on that.
I
was going to talk about this later, but yesterday, you know, they have the heart-shaped donuts. And maybe I'm, because I've had enough of the heart-shaped donuts. Heart-shaped donuts, filled heart-shaped donuts only get one chamber of the heart filled. When you have a round donut, everything is equally spaced throughout the donut. Mm. When they make the heart-shaped donuts, in my experience, I have a number of heart-shaped donuts, only the left ventricle gets filled with some sort of filling.
Okay.
Nothing happening on the other side.
Are you sure that's not just an illusion, though? Or is your mind thinking because it's a heart, the filling can only go to one side of said heart, so you just start thinking that way, as opposed to the round donut, where it's probably in the same general area, but it's round, so you think it's evenly spread.
Because a round circle is all equal on all sides, perhaps, though I did remember biting into one side thinking, where's the filling, and then I realized it's over on the other side. But, you know, they have donuts, but they're not known just for their donuts. They've got their coffee here as well. And you're going to make him go. He's going to tell me about his coffee he had yesterday. He had the chocolate ridge, the fudge brownie coffee yesterday.
It was amazing, yeah.
How is that a coffee?
I don't know. Well, it's a latte. I think latte is foreign for coffee, French maybe, Italian. I'm not sure who came up with it, but I can tell you it was fudge brownie, and it was delicious.
And it has what,
they do give you an example of what it is. It's part milk, foiled, and some chocolate flavor in there, and it's just amazing. Yeah, that's the only way to
good,
put it.
Right?
Yeah, and it gives you enough caffeine to kick through your day.
Okay. Well, the coffee obviously is good here, whether you have it with the cream and sugar, or now they've got these things with the vanilla cupcake and brownie-flavored coffee. So they're melding their donut and their coffee together here at the Dunkin' Donuts. Coming up on WEOL, we're going to find out what's happening at Lorain County Community College, the Ridge Campus, what's happening with the Chamber and the Visitors Bureau. But right now we're joined by Jim Powell, North Regional School Superintendent. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
How's your day going this morning for you?
Got stuck in a little traffic, but I'm doing well.
Well, that's like anybody. Of course, you know, I won't mark you tardy today. We won't worry about that. I'm just trying to throw a little bit back at you.
Do you have a letter? Do you have a letter from home?
I don't have a letter, but I would advise people not to go down Center Ridge over by 83 today.
Yes. It's the gas line work over there today
we've
talked about. Slowdowns over there.
There's a lot of that. People living in North Ridgeville, and your buses probably get reported back about that, or they have to maybe navigate some areas throughout the community to get the students to school.
Now, are you with Bruce here? You know, concerns about donuts getting stuffed properly, or do you have a favorite here off the chart? You know, when it comes to a go-to donut?
You know, I do love their coffee, and just regular coffee, no flavored coffee, just regular coffee. Dunkin' Donuts is probably my favorite coffee. So,
Well, now you got a place. Better coffee than in the teacher's lounge, probably.
That's true. That's true.
Well, let's talk about some of the things going on with the North Ridgeville schools these days.
Okay. I'll start out with our new building. We are, as everybody knows, we're constructing a new building. It's a 3rd through 8th grade building. That building is about 250,000 square feet. We'll house about 2,100 students when we move into it next year. We'll be moving in starting in July. The building also has an athletic complex, a competition gym, a community gym, and it backs up to the stadium as well. We did open the new stadium this fall or spring, and then we'll be playing there again in the fall. Our last fall and then playing again this fall. The new building is a little different. The design is a little different. We were concerned about 2,000 students going into one building and feeling like a number and not feeling at home. So we designed the building a little different. The classroom spaces are divided up into clusters of classrooms that we call learning studios. Those studios will house about 110 students. So a group of 110 students will go to that studio and work with 5, 6, 7 teachers. And those teachers will plan their instruction throughout the day. And so it'd be a little smaller learning community for those students as well. They're around the learning studio. They're in the center of the learning studio is a large collaborative space. That collaborative space is about 2,000 square feet. Around the outside of that studio are classrooms or learning spaces, a making space, a learn lab, more traditional classrooms we call learning spaces, and then some small group learning spaces. So they'll be at home in that space with those teachers working throughout the day.
That way you're able to take, you said, 3rd through 8th grade.
Yes.
Put them in an area, but yet keep them separated so that they're all together with their peers and not sort of mixed between the different ages that sometimes
the building also is has some natural divisions between some common areas. So in one side of the building is 3rd and then 4th grade on the 2nd floor. And then they'll be in those studios in those sections of the building. On the other side of the building, we have 5th, 6th, and 7th, 8th. 5th, 6th on the bottom floor, 7th, 8th on the top floor. And it's separated by some common areas, as I said before, the gym spaces, as well as the cafetorium. Which is kind of a strange word, but it's a cafeteria that doubles as an auditorium. Yes.
And, of course, I guess that also helps with kind of conserving resources because with all the different grades there, they can still have a central place where they can all get utilize similar things, not from building to building.
The cafetorium will be able to seat about 1,200 for performances. We'll be able to feed about 700 students at a time in there. So it's pretty big. It's pretty amazing. Pretty excited about it. One of the things this building has allowed us to do is look at the district as a whole and kind of change the configuration of the grade levels across the district. We'll be able to move 1st and 2nd grade to Liberty Elementary. We're going to add some classroom spaces to the kindergarten building and move the ECLC, the Early Childhood Learning Community, our preschool program to one campus with our kindergarten. So we'll have pre-K and K in one space to provide a really good early childhood program for our community. So that's going to put us in just 4 buildings. So we'll be down to 4 buildings. The high school will stay the same, but we're pretty excited about what this will allow us to do for our community.
This time of year, a lot of mayors do their State of the City presentations. Do you do a State of the Schools presentation?
We do. We usually do that in March. We decided to change that a little bit and do it in May because then we'll be able to do some tours of the new building at that time. So we're pretty excited about that. I don't recall the date right offhand, but it's in May.
One other thing, we saw a story in the Chronicle-Telegram recently about negotiations with teachers, and I know you can't go into specifics, but can you just give us an update of where things are today?
Yes, we've been negotiating since April. We follow what's called an IBB, interest-based bargaining process, where both teams come with issues, and we identify that what interest both parties have in those issues. And it's time-consuming, but what it allows you to do is build a relationship because you try to understand each other and what those issues are and what your interests are in those issues, and then try to work through that. We met about 8 meetings over the summer and through the fall, and we got to finances, and of course finances is always the most difficult. And we kind of bogged down at that point and are trying to work through the financial package. So.
As a group of superintendents across the county, I know you get together and talk about similar issues as well. What's on the table now? What are you looking at that concerns superintendents?
Oh, globally, it's always finances is one of the things that always concerns superintendents, because you're always fighting trying to balance the budget and look at resources and project out when do I have to go back to the voters. And then that's always very difficult because people are just feeling a huge tax burden, and they not that they don't support schools, I don't believe that, but they don't want to add to their tax burden, and I understand that. One of the biggest issues that we're facing is the constant legislation that we have to deal with. We get legislation all throughout the year. Last year we got legislation in August that we had to implement at the beginning of the school year. That it's constantly changing how we have to provide services to our student, and most of the time those are unfunded pieces of legislation that cost the districts lots of money in order to put those pieces of legislation into practice. Of course, the testing is always an issue. We feel like we have good quality testing programs that we've developed in the district that provides us information about our students. With all this oversight on testing, it really is a burden to the district as well, and a lot of testing for our students.
For the coming school year, I know Elyria pushed theirs back. In other words, they'll start, I guess, right after Labor Day. Mm-hmm. What's planned for North Ridgeville?
This year we're doing that as well. We don't start until September with students, and we'll probably continue that in the future. So we've pushed it back some. This year we really did that on purpose because moving into the new building, it gives us a little more time to do that and prepare for our school year.
Are we halfway through the school year, or where are we?
We are a little over half.
Okay.
And the only reason I know that is because our students celebrate 100 Day.
I saw something posted on that in the last week or two or something like that.
So when they celebrate 100 Day, we know that that's over half the school year.
But anything exciting that's going on at the end of February or beginning of March that you might want to, that you'll either be going to, or you know that some of the schools are doing?
We're doing things all the time. Basketball season is in full swing, and that's pretty exciting. Our team looks pretty good, and the kids are enjoying the program.
Are you involved in this dodgeball tournament I saw something about?
Oh, the dodgeball tournament.
What is
that's
that
a good
exactly?
One. On February 24th, the teachers, each building forms a team, and then they play dodgeball against each other, and it's a fundraiser.
The teachers are doing this?
The teachers do.
Oh, okay.
From each building.
So it's not teachers versus administrators,
staff.
Right?
No. But there are administrators on the team.
I see.
So.
Well, how about that?
I get to be a ref, so it's
okay.
Going to be a lot of fun.
Wow, that's right.
So.
He looks like a sheriff when he comes in, with the North Ridgeville Ranger.
I know, I like that.
You got the
Texas Ranger
Ridgeville Ranger. Emblem on there. Yes. So when I saw that there, I thought, here's the man.
I didn't wear my Ranger hat today, but.
You got to show school spirit where you can,
that's
right?
That's right. That's right.
Well, we appreciate you stopping in this morning. Jim Powell, North Ridgeville School Superintendent. Thanks for coming in and sharing today and letting us know what's going on with the schools in the community. As we spotlight North Ridgeville, we always like to spotlight the community and always talk with the different schools people to see what's happening, because that's an important part of any community. It's the North Coast BIA Spotlight on North Ridgeville. This portion has been brought to you by North Ridge Tennis and Golf Club on Mills Creek Lane, just north of Center Ridge.